Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 10-year NFL veteran and also played on that Saints Super Bowl championship team. And now he's the Saints and LSU analyst for Your View, Gulf South Sports, Scott Shanley. Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, partner.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Scott, before we ask you a Saint question, I got to ask you about Matt Rhule in Nebraska. I got to ask you.
Are you fired up? Because, look, he's had success at
Temple.
At Temple and Baylor.
And Baylor. No, you win double-digit seasons 2 years in a row at Temple. Man, you doing something.
And they're probably asking Scott for some money to name image and likeness to help Nebraska out.
Like the Northwestern's asking you, right?
Yeah, I mean, hey, the college football landscape has changed a lot in 3 years. I mean, right now it's how active can you be in the portal? And it's free agency. It's everybody's on one-year deals. I talked to a guy at Nebraska, coach there, who said, it's hard to coach because if I have a guy second string, he's going to transfer. If I have a guy first string and he plays really well, he's going to hit the portal to see if he can get NIL money. So it's a hard business. It's really hard to coach. Listen, I hope Matt Rhule wins at Nebraska. I really do. I just felt like there were probably better options who could get Nebraska to get some of those 4- and 5-star kids right away, because Nebraska's problem right now is just talent. They're in this loop of not winning enough, so they don't get enough talent. And I just thought there were better coaches to maybe reel in talent earlier before they even won a game.
And they got a reel outside of that Nebraska-Kansas area. I think, because when they were winning, they were getting kids from California and from Texas, Louisiana. I remember Neil Smith leaving here to
from
go.
Slidell,
Joseph, same sort of thing. But, man, you got to have those tentacles to go out.
Now, the only stud, Scott, are you probably one of the greatest players to ever come out of Nebraska? Because I think you went to high school in Nebraska, right?
Yeah, I did. Yes. As far as high school football players, I played 8-man football in high school, so really small school, and Nebraska was my destination. They had won 3 championships in 4 years when I was in high school, so, I mean, that's where I wanted to play. I wanted to play for Tom Osborne. He recruited me, and I ended up playing for Coach Solich, and we had a lot of success. But, you know, to your guys' point about recruiting, I really feel like since Nebraska's been in the Big Ten, the hardest adjustment for them has been recruiting, because I live in Texas, and so many Texas kids, they don't go to Nebraska anymore like they used to. There used to be pipelines to Nebraska when they were in the Big 12. These kids from Texas don't want to go up there anymore because they don't want to go to Rutgers and Maryland and all those other places to play away from home.
Now, Scott, when you were watching the game last night, did you say at the end, you got to be freaking kidding me? Why? I mean, you think the game's well in hand. Man, what the F just happened? Go ahead. I'm like, what the?
I said a lot worse than what the heck's going on, I'll tell you that, just like we all did. That was, you know, I tried to say, is this the worst regular season loss I've seen since 06? But I'm sure there were worse because there were probably more meaningful games. But that game percentage-wise, there's no way you should lose that game. You can't play that. I mean, we looked like the steel curtain on defense for 56 minutes of the game. And then you look like a JV defense. So I was really disappointed in the defense. And I know everyone points to the offense. They got to get a first down. They shouldn't throw the ball in third. And I agree with all that. I mean, there were a lot of plays you can go back and look at. But defensively, man, I just don't know how you play that well the entire game. And then just they go two-minute mode. You have to know what the two-minute routes are and how they're trying to attack you. And it just felt like we weren't in the zones that we were supposed to be in. And when we were in man, they took advantage of it.
Now, you know, Scott, again, you're on the team, and all of a sudden you have a teammate that maybe is not selling out. And what I mean by that, like, because he's a pro. I mean, he's a young guy. Like, I mean, he's not a young guy, I should say. Mark Ingram. I mean, he's the all-time leading Saints rusher. I mean, what was he thinking? He's trying to save himself for what? How could you not know the task at hand to stay in bounds, get the first down? Like I was talking with Deuce, you can get that first down on one leg right there. I mean, what are you saving yourself for? Come on.
I think it's a result of where this team is record-wise, because I'm telling you right now, if this team was hunting for a one seed or they were at the talk of the NFC, in your mind as a player, you're never thinking about going out of bounds. It don't matter if you're running on one ACL or one Achilles. You're going to try to get the first down. And I think what happens is, just like teams get used to winning, they get used to losing. And you start to think differently. Your mentality is different. Mark Ingram's been a great player for a long time. He's been the ultimate Saint. And you don't see things like that from Mark. But I think when you start to have losing creep into your locker room, everybody's mentality changes. And mentally, you're not as sharp when you're just thinking, every single down, I got to do what I got to do to get this win because we're in the hunt for the one seed or we're in the hunt for this or that. And I know this team was in the hunt. They were still in the hunt, outside chance at the NFC South, so it was a very important game. But I just think there's been way too much losing that's probably been accepted in this locker room this year.
Scott, being a former linebacker, your evaluation of the progress we've seen with Caden Ellis.
And also Zach Bond.
And, you I know, mean, Zach you know, was almost an oversight.
Yeah, he's always a special teams guy.
Out of sight, out of mind. But now he's having to play because of the injury to Pete Werner. Your thoughts on Caden Ellis and Zach? Zach got hurt last night also. But, man, Caden Ellis, you see, you know, the big man can rumble. Now, I didn't know how well he could cover. Because when you watched him in college, he was an upfront guy, stopped the run up front, and also as a blitz guy. So his big improvement to me has been in reverse.
Yeah, and he's getting 8 to 9, 10 tackles a game.
No, he's productive as heck. He shows up around the ball a lot. Great effort every single play. And his ability to rush the passer, and I agree with you, his ability to play in space, because usually when you're that third linebacker, everybody just assumes you're this big lumbering guy who sets the edge and takes on tight ends. But for him to come in and jump in for where Pete was and be really as productive as Pete, I think Pete's probably a better space player, a little bit better athlete. But Caden, he's made himself a lot of money. I do know that. Whether or not he gets re-signed with the Saints or he hits free agency sometime, I think he opened a lot of eyes around the league. But I think the one thing I noticed, as well as he's been playing, you know, instead of the 4-2-5 nickel package, when Vilma and Fujita and I were here with Greg Williams, we ran a lot of 3-3-5 nickel. We took a defensive lineman off the field, and we did a lot of things with three linebackers on the field. I think the way he's played, whenever Pete comes back, he's earned the right to stay on the field in some of these nickel packages because he's proved he can do it.
Now, you know, Scott, what about, I mean, I always look at maybe a bright spot. I thought a couple of bright spots. I think this might have been, where has this been all season, the Mark Mays best game. He had 11 total tackles. I thought he was bringing it because he's been kind of disappointed compared to when we had the, you know, I got Marcus May and Honey Badger. To me, this year they can't hold Malcolm Jenkins or Marcus Williams' jock. I mean, I'm just trying to keep it real when I look at that. But another bright spot, looking on the offensive side, he wasn't even there in training camp. I mean, Rashid Shaheed, 160 all-purpose yards. And when you look at this, I mean, this is not an opinion. He's now produced 7 plays of 30 or more yards this season. Boy, that's been truly a diamond in the rough.
Go to show how imperfect the draft is.
Right.
When that guy didn't get selected.
He wasn't even drafted.
And he was super productive in college.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the one thing is, Rashid, he made me learn that there's football at Weber State. I had no idea where Weber State was, and I looked it up because of Rashid. He has been amazing. I mean, you think back, they signed him, they needed depth. They were, you know, credit to Jeff Ireland and Mickey Loomis and the scouting department finding guys with speed, because you can usually find a place for a guy with speed. But when he ran that jet sweep in that first game when he was playing, took around the corner and outran everybody, you're sitting there like, man, this guy might play in the NFL for a while. Because if you look different, if you look like you're in fast forward when everybody else is standing still in the NFL with world-class athletes – you have game-changing speed. So I agree with you. He's been a huge bright spot. I'm so happy for him taking advantage of all his opportunities that came his way. And then Marcus May, you're right, he played his best game last night, showed up a lot, made a great play early in the first quarter on that little bubble flat pass to Leonard Fournette to keep 7 points off the board. So, yeah, we need more production out of players, because I said earlier this year that it can't be Pete Warner, it can't be DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan every single week doing all the work in the box score. So you need guys like that to step up every single week.
Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, man. We always enjoy talking to you. And, hey, man, maybe it's going to happen at Nebraska. Maybe it's going to happen there.
Hey, Scott, since it's New Orleans in Dallas, are you going to help? Or maybe because they give you the VIP treatment, Tulane against USC in the Cotton Bowl in your backyard in Dallas. You got to go support that.
I am all over it. The Wave been playing awesome, man. I'm all over it. I think they're going to do it.
Yeah, that Nick Anderson guy playing linebacker is damn good, Scott.
All right, Scott.
Man, he's a player. Thank you, Scott. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That was Scott Shanley, 10-year NFL veteran on that Super Bowl winning team. Now, Saints and LSU analyst for Your View, Gulf South Sports. We'll be back to end it here up until 6:30 on Second Guess.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.